Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life of a Montana rancher. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Buffalo rancher Weston Merrill starts a new venture, running cows on shares. It's not easy being a young rancher. First, there aren't that many other people doing what you're doing. The average age of most farmers and ranchers in the U.S. is around 60. And second, the two things most young people lack, cash and land, are the very most vital ingredients in ranching. So if you're like Weston, 31, married with three kids under five and sharing his dad's ranch, you need to figure out how to get one or the other, or ideally, both. Last week, we heard how Weston snapped up 140 acres in Levina, Montana, which was great, except for the fact that it's 160 miles round trip from the ranch. Still, that leased ground is a lifeline for Weston and his wife, Shannon, who are trying to carve out their niche on the operation started by Weston's grandpa, Durrell Gibbs, in the 1970s. So that's the land piece. For Weston, the cash piece is just as complicated. Instead of taking out a loan, he's leasing cows, much like cash-strapped farmers lease farmland, machinery, and other big-ticket pieces of a crop farm. He's in this thing with his landlord in Levina.
He doesn't have all the equipment to take care of the cattle, nor is that his focus. I mean, he's a home builder, so that's what he does, and that's what he does well. But he has capital to invest in cows, and I've got the expertise in cows. So he'll put up the capital and buy the cows. I'll take care of the cows, but I also have all the expenses of taking care of the cows. So my share of the profits from those specific cows will be about 60%, and his will be about 40%.
Share lease agreements don't actually generate any additional profit. In fact, there's no guarantee either party will make any money in any given year. Instead, the partners share the good years and the bad years together. Beef cow leasing can be a win for both business partners. Investors can make a buck, and a working rancher like Weston can lease cows, in this case 20 bred heifers, these are pregnant young cows, as an alternative to financing their herd expansion.
Would it be probably a little more profitable for me to have my own cows? Yes, it would. But right now, since I bought this tractor, I don't have the capital to go buy 20 more cows. And so it's a good opportunity for me to help grow my numbers without having to put up all the capital to do it.
Weston recently bought a tractor to help with haying in Levina. Although secondhand, the tractor was expensive, a significant capital outlay for anyone, especially a young guy. So because he can't then afford to buy 20 more cows, the share is actually a low-risk way to try out running more cows on his Levina lease, a kind of try-before-you-buy deal.
We have a good number in mind for how many cows that we can have down there, and so we'll find out if what I observed is correct, or we'll decide maybe it won't be correct, and we'll adjust accordingly.
But as with everything, the devil's in the details. Both parties have to figure out the economic costs, pasture rental rates, fair market value of the cow and her eventual calf, annualized cost of assets used by the cow herd, that's pickups, tractors, and the like, and the out-of-pocket costs of running the herd. They've also got to figure out the less tangible costs of production, like opportunity costs and labor. It's actually so intricate, there are tools available on the internet to help calculate the full costs of running beef cows on shares. One, like the one from University of Nebraska, is called the Cow-Calf Share Lease Cow, C-O-W, Culator. To my knowledge, Weston hasn't used the Cow-Culator, probably in part because he's already in business with his lease partner.
It binds us together even more. If he has cows on the place that I'm running for him, he's going to be more attached to that place and to me.
Next week, join me for Christmas on the ranch with the Merrill family.
Field Days is hosted by Sarah Brown and produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. For more information, visit our website, ypradio.org.